The World This Week, Politics.
Big cities were likened to battlefields in Iran as nationwide protests rocked the regime. Thousands of people are thought to have been killed, although government-imposed internet blackouts hid the extent of the unrest and the authorities' vengeance. Thousands have been arrested. The head of Iran's judiciary said they would face fast trials and executions. Donald Trump threatened strong action if the Iranian authorities executed protesters, but later claimed the killing had stopped and executions had been suspended. As America contemplated striking Iran, it evacuated some personnel from its military bases in the Middle East as a precaution against a possible attack from Iran. Uganda's government shut down the internet and curbed mobile service ahead of presidential elections. The authorities have also detained hundreds of opposition supporters and repeatedly attacked opposition rallies in recent weeks. President Yoweri Museveni, who is 81 and has run the country for four decades, looks set to win a seventh term, regardless of how Ugandans vote. Somalia said it would annul all bilateral agreements with the United Arab Emirates, including several port deals, claiming the country was undermining its national sovereignty. The decision follows reports that the UAE played a role in facilitating Israel's recognition of the breakaway region of Somaliland. The foreign ministers of Denmark and Greenland went to Washington for talks with J.D. Vance, America's vice president, and Marco Rubio, the secretary of state. After the meeting, the Danish minister said that America seemed to be still intent on conquering Greenland, but that they had agreed to form a working group. There was no mention of the working group from the American side in its comments. Russia's war in Ukraine passed a grim milestone. It has lasted longer than Russia's great patriotic war with Germany in 1941-45. Whereas Russia got to Berlin in that war, in Ukraine it has advanced just a few dozen miles. The UN's Human Rights Office in Ukraine reported that 2,500 civilians were killed during 2025 and 12,140 were injured. The combined number of dead and injured was 31% higher than in 2024 and 70% higher than in 2023. There has been no let-up in 2026. Russia struck Lviv with an Oreshnik hypersonic nuclear-capable missile, only the second time it has used the weapon in the war. Hungary will hold elections for parliament on April 12th, the country's president announced. Viktor Orban, the populist right prime minister, faces his biggest electoral challenge since taking office in 2010. The opposition Tisza party has opened up a big lead in the opinion polls over his Fidesz party. After 25 years of negotiations, the European Union finalized an agreement with the Mercosur bloc of South American countries, creating a free trade association of 700 million people. The EU took its time approving the deal amid fierce lobbying by farmers' groups. Hundreds of tractors were still being rolled out onto the streets of Paris this week. Agriculture is a relatively small part of the pact, and there are lots of exemptions. Reductions in tariffs will apply to only a fraction of beef imports, for instance. But overall, tariffs will be removed on 90% of goods and trade in services made easier by 2040. The government of Venezuela, now led by Delcy Rodriguez, following America's removal of Nicolas Maduro, claimed it had started to release political prisoners. The government said hundreds had been set free, though human rights groups put the number in the dozens. Meanwhile, Maria Corina Machado, Venezuela's exiled opposition leader, was due to meet Donald Trump at the White House. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney visited China for talks. The trip was planned to heal relations between the two countries, which worsened significantly when Canada imposed 100% tariffs on Chinese-made electric cars in 2024. China is Canada's second biggest trading partner. Just ahead of Mr. Carney's visit, Taiwan, perhaps somewhat unhelpfully, thanked Canada for its recent support and celebrated their close relations. Tensions remained high in Minneapolis following the fatal shooting of a female activist by an immigration agent. A Venezuelan migrant was shot and injured by an immigration officer at a traffic stop. America's Department of Homeland Security said it would send hundreds more immigration officers to the city to bolster the security of its operations there. The State Department extended the government's crackdown on immigration by issuing an order to pause the processing of visas from people in 75 countries who would become a public charge on the United States. The list includes Brazil, Pakistan, and Russia, but does not apply to tourist or student visas. The American Senate passed a bipartisan bill that would allow people to sue over AI-generated non-consensual depictions of themselves. The House has passed similar bills. It is unclear if they will be combined as one. The bills come amid outrage about images of scantily clad women that were generated on Grok, a chatbot developed by Elon Musk's XAI. The British government has suggested it may ban Mr. Musk's X for hosting the images, although America's State Department has warned that an outright ban would violate principles of free speech. Mr. Musk said that Grok would no longer allow users to make such images. Prosecutors in the trial of Yoon Suk-yeol, who was impeached as South Korea's president last year, called for the death penalty if he is found guilty of insurrection. Mr. Yoon briefly imposed martial law in December 2024, plunging the country into political turmoil. He denies the charges. South Korea hasn't executed anyone since 1997. Lee Jae-myung, who was elected as South Korea's president after the fall of Mr. Yoon, went to Japan for talks with Takaichi Sanae, the prime minister. Mr. Lee had earlier paid a visit to China, which has fallen out with Japan over Taiwan, and has subsequently tightened its exports of rare earth to the country. Mr. Lee and Ms. Takaichi vowed to cooperate closely on security and trade. They ended their talks with a bizarre drumming session in which they banged out several K-pop hits. Ms. Takaichi will hope she attains a K-pop level of popularity at a snap general election she is said to be planning for February.